Kiss Army. Welcome to Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. Join us as we celebrate the hottest band in the world in song and conversation.
Hey everyone, welcome again to another episode of Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss. My name is Cameron Duty, for all of you who may be listening for the first time. For those who are regulars, you'll know what to expect, and it's going to be just another great opportunity to talk. We're going to spend about 30 minutes with some good friends that I've already made in a short amount of time. I have, and you guys will recognize him in the Kiss circles, Phil Schaus, from the Ace Frehley and Gene Simmons band, and Jesper Lindgren, and I sure hope I pronounced that correctly, Jesper.
Yeah, that's correct.
a pleasure to have both of you on here. we're here today for a very cool purpose, and that is to celebrate the legacy of Eric Carr, obviously, with a project that you guys are working on known as Carr Jam 21. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. You've got a single out already with the EP scheduled to come out, and I believe January. Is that right? I'm thinking January is what I read.
Yeah. Okay. In the beginning of January. Yeah.
Okay, great. So we're going to talk Kiss. We're going to talk about this project. Being about Eric Carr, we're going to discuss what we love about him. You know, it's just a great episode and a great opportunity to talk to you guys. Gentlemen, thank you again for being on the show. I certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Cameron.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. I think what's really cool is you have, you know, a very Southern United States dialect between Phil and myself. And then with Jesper there, you're located in Sweden.
Yeah, in the northern part of Sweden, really up high, in a town called Östersund.
Okay, yeah. Very, very cool. And that's actually where a lot of the members on this project are from as well. Am I correct on that? I think it's kind of across the globe, but a couple more from Sweden as well, correct?
Yeah, Sweden and Denmark and Norway and America. Yeah,
very cool. You know, that's what I enjoy a whole lot about the internet, obviously, the opportunity to meet and connect with everyone. But also, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be creative and not to have to go down to, you know, Electric Lady Studios if you want to record a rock album anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's what's so cool about it is, you know, we can take technology with us wherever we go. And that is how something as cool as Carr Jam 21 has came into play. And I think that's fantastic. Again, you know, being here on a Live Unplugged, for those who know what I do, it's just simply getting to play the music and getting to enjoy communicating with one another. And that's what this project does. Not only does it highlight and celebrate Eric Carr, but really the music of Kiss. And it brings together a lot of different folks, a lot of different musicians, a lot of different cultures. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about it. So, Jesper, I'm going to go ahead and let you kind of introduce you and Phil. We'll kind of go back and forth on the banter there. But I want you to go ahead and just tell me the origins for this project and how it came to be, how you got involved, and of course, how, you know, give me a rundown of some of the other members who are taking part in this fantastic project.
Yeah, it all started with me and a guy called Gustav Kronfeldt. He's playing bass on two of the songs, and he's also the boss of the graphic design and videos and everything. And we were working on another project together, and we always wound up talking about Kiss, as you do, as people do, and we came up with this idea. And we talked to some of our friends, Dragan and Philip and Jesper Binzer, and and now we are here.
Here we are.
I think that's great. So you guys already knew each other prior to this project, correct, Phil?
This was pretty much our introduction.
Okay.
I knew a couple people that were already involved with the project that Jesper knew and was friends with them and worked with them. Excuse me. And when he emailed and introduced himself, and I think it was email or WhatsApp, and introduced himself and told him about it. And it was already like a really good stacked lineup of players and people that I knew on it. It was an easy yes for me. It was Kiss, duh. And then who all was involved in it. And it's really come together well.
Yeah, it really has. And the song speaks for itself. We played it at the top of the program, of course. Can You Feel It? Such a great track. I mean, anyone who's an Eric Carr fan, put it this way. Anyone who's listening to Live Unplugged is a Kiss fan who knows deep tracks. And I'm sure that they're very much familiar with this one. But what I like about this song, that being an Eric Carr demo that was released on the Rockology album, which I believe, I don't have the notes in front of me, but I believe it's Bruce Kulick and Paul Stan, or Gene Simmons rather, and Adam Mitchell and Eric, I believe, did some co-writing on that, if I'm correct. And if I am, That's a good track right there. I mean, when you get those guys writing, it probably should have ended up on something other than a demos project, but that's what's so cool about this, right? You guys have a chance to take that, you know, 21st century studio technology, you know, and it sounds so good and so crisp. I truly believe that it's something that could certainly be a hit. And this is my honest opinion, you know, no sugarcoating it or anything, but I do believe that's something that could be a hit in mainstream rock radio right now. That's how much I think it's a great song, and the production is astounding. So why did you guys choose that song? Obviously, I know it's a tribute to Eric, but why that song in particular?
Both me and Gustav is two big fans of the Rockalogia album. So it was just a no-brainer to pick Eyes of Love, who's also on the EP, and Can You Feel It? It all started with those two songs. So yeah, it was a no-brainer. We really love that song.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah. Now, that song to me, speaking about that, because I do want to touch on that since that is the opening track that is being introduced to the world. You know, that's the first little bit that everybody's getting to hear of this amazing project. That song, and like I said, the production on it, it's actually the third track on the album. The cool thing about the EP is that it's a four-song EP, which features, and I'll go ahead and do the track list, beginning with Eyes of Love. Then we've got a Kiss classic and Lover All I Can. Then you have Can You Feel It? And then you have Snowblind. So to a Kiss fan right there, that's already gold. Can You Feel It and Eyes of Love, like you mentioned, the two off of Rockology that are done so very well. What type of a challenge was it to, obviously the internet has helped things, but what kind of a challenge did you guys face being in so many various locations? And Phil, I know you just come off the road with Ace doing the Alice Cooper tour. And I think you guys even did some solo dates a couple of weeks ago.
Yep,
and so I know that time constraints may not be very easy. So how did you guys get it all together?
For me, this was, my part was cut when everything was pretty much shut down. Mm-hmm. I wasn't recording much, but it was great. Jesper sent me the tracks already done. They'd already cut everything, and I sat in my studio bedroom apartment back there and cut it. And it was Eyes of Love was really cool because that's Eric's vocal on that one. And so that was cool, you know, with the headphones on, sitting recording, and it's you know, it's really his voice coming through. And another cool thing, you know, with the technology, even though you could do that, you know, decades ago, it's still cool when you're doing that, and it's like a ghost, you know, that's what he's not here anymore. So that was a very cool one to do.
That's awesome. Jesper, tell me what you play on the album. Go ahead, if you don't care, to mention all the band members and just tell me what instruments that they play. Just let everybody out there know their contributions.
Yeah, let's see. We got Gustav Kronfeldt. He's playing bass on two of the tracks. I always say the wrong tracks that he's playing on. I think he plays on Can You Feel It? And is it Snowblind, I think? And then his dad, Martin Ekelund, is playing bass on Eyes of Love and Lover All I Can. I play guitar on some of the songs, and Ryan Roxy is also playing guitar, and Philip. We got a lot of guitars on this album. Dragan is singing Snowblind, and Jesper Binzer from DAD is putting down some vocals on Lover All I Can. And we got Augustin Nielsen from Wigwam. He's singing Can You Feel It? And we got Eric Carr on lead vocals on Eyes of Love. I think, and Jolle, I always forget the drummer.
Yeah.
Jolle.
We can't forget Jolle.
he's playing in a Swedish rock band called Electric Boys. He's also played with Hanoi Rocks before. So yeah, he's playing drums on every song on that.
Wow. So much talent, and you know, just in one track that the world has got to hear, you know, it's already evident. I want to point out to anyone who is listening to this and who will be checking it out later on, so many awesome KISS tie-ins, not just an Eric Carr tribute, of course it is, but, you know, we mentioned the two KISS tracks, and then also the album cover, and some of the production that's been done, the arts, the graphics, man, they're spectacular, but I'm looking right now at the album cover, and it's, you know, it's crazy nights, basically, in 2021. And I think that's fantastic. I mean, I just want to convey the vibe that's going on with this album.
And Cameron, you haven't seen anything yet. Really? Every interview that we've done, yeah. I can't stress enough to people that want to buy this to just go ahead and get the hard copy, because, like, the cover is great, but you haven't seen anything yet. It's like that stuff... There's more of those things, and they go deeper and deeper, and they're so detailed. Like, you're going to recognize fonts, like, on the album.
Yeah.
I'm not going to want to give anything away, but it's absolutely, it's like expertly done, just like what a KISS fan would want. And it's, I can't stress enough how great the songs are going to be. They sound great. The music's great. The packaging is just absolutely top notch.
Yeah.
And the cover's great. There's inserts and stuff that come in it. So yeah, it's a KISS fan's dream for this kind of thing.
See, I love that, because even with my little acoustic thing that I do just on the side here, I want to have a tie-in with graphics and fonts that certainly go back to what the band is rooted in. So mm-hmm. I could very much appreciate what I already have seen, and I can't wait to see the entire packaging. I'm just as pumped as you guys are about it. I mean, really, those little things like that are really kind of, I guess, what you would call it, markers. I guess that, you know, when you are a rock and roll fan and you're a KISS fan and you see a project done like that, and you can see that somebody has put the effort in to get those graphics, the fonts, the image, the overall vibe, you know, it kind of draws you in. So there's a lot to enjoy with this project.
KISS fans like it when other KISS fans do KISS projects.
Yes.
Because they're gonna do that stuff, you know. And this stuff is like, if I had any kind of a graphic mind, like design mind at all, it's like, this is just what I would do if I knew how to do this stuff. But thankfully, Jesper and Gustav did, and it's absolutely awesome.
It is. I could just, you know, that's something that you see that in a record store, you know, you walk in, it's going to catch your eye, I mean, immediately. And that's an art that I really think has gotten lost as time has went on. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree on that or not, but, you know, the album cover is supposed to be something that is epic, something that if you don't know the music, it's going to draw you in and make you consider it. And I think, like this right here, if you were to see that in a store in 2021, I would pick that up without even knowing that it was an Eric Carr project. That's how cool I think it is. And then, of course, the music's going to pack a punch and really keep you coming back for more. So tell me a little bit about the KISS tracks, Lover All I Can and Snowblind. Phil, I can imagine that you played a lot of lead guitar on that. Am I right on that?
I didn't do those two. I did the two Eric Carr tunes. Yeah.
Well, I got that totally wrong, didn't I?
It was going to be too easy. It was going to be a lob. No, I played on Eyes of Love and Can You Feel It? I believe Ryan Roxy played on those two, at least leads. Jesper played, and then Ryan did the leads on those two.
Yeah. The reason that I kind of assumed that was because I know how familiar you are with those songs, you know, being with Ace. And so that's really cool. Kind of threw me for a curveball there. That's pretty cool.
But it was good. I had a good time doing the songs that I didn't, you know that well. It was, you know, and plus with those two, I didn't go off any solo I'd heard. Like, I didn't try to copy Bruce's the demo solos. I just played solos. So that was kind of fun. I don't get to do that a lot.
Right.
I'm always playing somebody else's stuff. So it was kind of fun to do my own thing.
Well, it had a really good feel. I can tell you that. I mean,
thank you.
It just had a great melodic vibe to it that I thought went really well with it. But yeah, I didn't know if you were on the KISS tracks or not. Okay, that's really interesting. So let me ask you a question, Jesper, and I will get back around to you as well, Phil. I want to go back. This is celebrating Eric Carr and, of course, the music of Kiss in general. Can you tell me a little bit about your introduction to the band, Jesper, and also your introduction to Eric Carr and obviously what his music means to you?
Yeah, it all started when I was around 10 years old, I think. I got a hold on an old cassette of Double Platinum. So the first song I ever heard from Kiss was Strutter. And on the question about Eric Carr, I think every Kiss fan got a place for Eric in their hearts. I have never heard anyone say a bad thing about him. He was just a sweetheart and he was a real talent. And we just want to set a big spotlight on him and what he did for the band. He just saved the band, I think, in some ways. So
I would agree with that 100%. You know, when he came in, he just gave them a kick in the pants, right? I mean, you know, you listen to, I'd even say The Elder. I know that that is an album of its own, you know, but the you know, the drums on that's fantastic. But then when he really comes to form with Creatures, you know, you can kind of tell that this is a direction that he's meant to go in and, you know, to lead this band to. Perfect guy for the perfect scenario. I mean, coming off of some some lighter albums, we'll say. Good material on there, don't get me wrong, but you can't deny Creatures of the Night and the impact that he had. And going forward, King of the Mountain, right? So, you know, certain songs like that that you hear, you know, Exciter. Let me ask you, what's your favorite, Jesper, of Eric Carr drum tracks? What do you enjoy the most?
Tricky question, but I would say the intro on King of the Mountain. And
yes,
of course, like the whole Creatures album. I think it's doing some great stuff on Lick It Up, the Lick It Up album as well. Yeah.
That's great choices. Phil, now about you, because I know you have a very detailed history with the band. Obviously, you know, working with Gene Simmons and Ace and, of course, with the Talisman, all those projects. But, you know, one of the pleasures of getting to talk to you today is something I have been wondering, just like I mentioned a moment ago. What got you into the band and with Eric Carr, your memories of him, your recollections? What are some of the things that you enjoy the most about his time with the band?
I got into Kiss, I guess, kind of late. It was my second year of high school. And my really good friend, Brad McWhorter, and this is in the early 90s, before Hot in the Shade, I think, around the same time. But I asked him to make a mixtape for me because he was a massive Kiss fan. He had the pinball machine in the early 90s. So he's a huge fan. And so he made me a mixtape, and it was the whole career emphasis on makeup era. But the first song on there was Deuce from Alive, and I was done. It was like, all right, I'm in. I get it. And the whole thing was really – it was a good mix of songs. And I just got it. Really, the look is not what did it. Of course, you knew who they were, and I knew what they looked like, but I just didn't know the songs. And the music's what hooked me really, really hard, and I guess got it instantly. I never got to see Eric play. My first show was the Revenge Tour, so I unfortunately never got to see Eric play, but heard a lot of firsthand stories from Gary Corbett, who's since passed away. Gary was the keyboard player from Crazy Nights to early Revenge Tour, and I actually toured with Gary in a country project out of Nashville for several years, about 3 years, I guess, and he was great and had all kinds of great Eric stories. They were buddies and they'd hang out a lot. And like Jesper said, never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. He was the fans' guy. He would, you know, bend over backwards for the fans and brought just a really, really great energy. I think a needed energy when he joined Kiss.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that 100%. You know, referring to the the listening on the tapes for the first time, you know, when you first put that album on that double platinum there, How cool is it, and I have to ask this, to know that that same lead guitar that you heard coming through your headphones, you hear every night on stage, you know, in your monitor mix. I mean, that's got to be the coolest job in the world. I don't mean to fan out.
But he's not my monitor mix. He's loud enough as it is by on his own.
Okay.
No, it's really great. I remember the very first time we played with him, wasn't when we were his band or even like backing him up. He played five songs with us at a Gene gig at a big charity show in Minnesota. We didn't do rehearsal. He walked on stage for the gig and there he is. And you can see on video, we're high-fiving each other. We can't believe it. And yeah. I think it was Parasite. I ducked down and put my ear in front of the cabinet and Ace plays on Stun volume, but it was just like, I didn't know this was ever gonna ever happen again. And so I ducked down and listened to the beginning of Parasite because nobody plays it like him.
Right.
That was a big moment. And yeah, it is, man. Every night, a thing I do every show is we close with Deuce. And that was the first guitar solo that I ever really picked out on my own. Because I could, it was all pentatonic. It was all the scales I was learning. And it was like, I can play this. So I always back up to my amp and just watch him. And he always plays that one absolutely note perfect off Alive.
He does.
And it's one of those things. It's just like he can just create muscle memory and he's just doing it. And he's, you know, doing the little back bends and doing the, you know, the knees together. And that's the guy. And that's always, that's always a special moment in doing that song.
Oh, I bet. That's so cool. And, you know, that kind of experience that you have certainly brings a really neat vibe to this album and to these songs. And, you know, I don't want to go too far from that. You guys have a lot of stuff planned, okay? I know that already with the album, the packaging coming out in January, it was mentioned. Tell everybody where you can pre-order this at, where they can find a little bit more about you guys and basically the different formats, because I'm hearing that there may be a cassette release as well. And if so, that's really tripping me out. I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah, we got a really limited edition cassette edition coming out, but it's really, really, really limited. So And you can pre-order the album at soundpollution.com. And you can find all the information you need and want on CarJam21 on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, CarJam21 on Facebook and Instagram. I'll also provide the links for everybody. So when they listen to this project, they'll be able to just scroll down and find those links to go ahead and pre-order. Because we want to get this out. You guys have been on some great projects as well. I think Matt Porter on the Kiss Room had you guys on, right? A little while back.
Yeah.
Matt's a great guy. He's one of the reasons that I got into this, just because he's such a cool dude, you know. And he had such fun with it. And you said January is going to be the release date. Can we expect any more kind of, you know, bonuses thrown at us along the way? Are we going to hear another song released from that before it gets out, or is that kind of one and done, or are we going to get any more teasers, guys?
We're going to release next week, the 10th of December. We are releasing our second single, Love a Roller Can, with a really cool video to it. And then the album is coming out the 7th of January. We are having a release party in Stockholm, in Sweden, the 8th of January. Hopefully, Philip can get on a boat to Stockholm.
Well, my tour fell through, so...
Why not?
I'm all of a sudden available.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you know, could you get over there and make that? I mean, that's going to be a cool trip for sure. I've never had a chance to travel, but I've heard such good things about being over there, about Sweden. And Phil, I got to imagine you've probably been there a time or two with working with Accept and some of the other groups.
Yeah, I played there several times and gone there on my own. Now I've got so many friends there that it's, I don't know, it's kind of like I can kind of find my way around town now better than I can in Nashville. So it's like a Scandinavian home for me. Yeah, I love it. I love it in Stockholm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always heard so many good things about it. So let me ask you, I'm going to do kind of a rapid fire because this is the music of KISS and that's what we're here about. I want to know, just right off the bat, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. I'll begin with you, Jesper, and then I'll go on to you, Phil. Jesper, your favorite KISS song of all time?
Lover All I Can.
Okay,
so it's really big for me to record it, actually, with this cool gang.
Yeah. Phil, what about you, sir?
I'm going to have to go with I Want You.
Oh, yes. Off Rock and Roll Over, man. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a quick story about that. When I first heard that, it was unbelievable. It started off so, you know, melodic and acoustic and just really quiet. And then all of a sudden, you know, when they kick in with the electric guitars and the drums, I was about, 13 at the time. And it was just like, yeah, this is the band I want to listen to. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm sure you guys had that same vibe as well on different songs, but you know, that one in particular, also being an acoustic guitar player, you know, that's a band I think that's horribly underrated when it comes to acoustic guitar work. I mean, you look at the MTV Unplugged and you look at how they always use those, even in songs like Lover All I Can and the Dress to Kill sessions. You know, they use so much acoustic guitars under that.
And you can always hear an acoustic underneath a lot of stuff, just kind of fatten it up. Ace would do that a lot.
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool
technique.
It is. It's
and the beginning to rock. The beginning of Rock Bottom.
Oh,
is fantastic.
Yeah. To this day, I mean, I think that's such a such an epic piece of music. I mean, really, honestly, I think that was the band playing beyond their years. I mean, they'd only been a band for what, 3 years at that point, maybe. I'd say 75. So you're thinking 73, late 72, I guess, with Peter, but. You know, then all of a sudden, you know, they're playing all this great stuff and experimenting. Not to get off topic, but yeah, great choices, guys. Absolutely. And another question, a little rapid fire. What's your favorite KISS album, top to bottom, Jesper?
Top to bottom. Tricky question. Dress to Kill. I really love Dress to Kill and also Destroyer. It's also a favorite, but I must say Destroyer.
Very cool. Yeah. Hey, what about you, Phil?
Rock and Roll Over.
Yeah, I would agree.
Without a doubt. I have really enjoyed Destroyer again, listening to the new mixes from the deluxe issue, and they did a great job on all that stuff. But still Rock and Roll Over. I want Rock and Roll Over to get that treatment. I hope they put out a big box for Rock and Roll Over.
Yes. Agreed 100%. I think as KISS fans, we would buy it all. I mean, if they did one for every album from 1973 to 2012, you know, starting at the debut, going all the way to Monster, we would buy it. I know I would. I may have to get a second or third or fourth job if that were to be the case, you know, to afford them all. But I'd definitely do it. It would be great. So, guys, I want to thank you all. I know you guys are busy. You've got busy schedules. I won't keep you, but I want to thank you guys so much. And I want to give you guys the final word to tell a little bit, Jesper, about this. And Phil, you can follow up as well. Just remind everybody where they can get everything at. And, you know, just you guys can have the floor to talk about the project, say what's on your heart about it. Go right ahead.
You can buy the album at Sound Pollution. It's been a blast to do this project with these guys and to celebrate a hero of our. What do you say, Phil?
Super proud to be part of it. Yes, soundpollution.com. Don't get the digital copy. It's not going to come with any of the cool stuff. Get the hard, get the vinyl. January 7th, it comes out. I can't stress it enough. So, yeah, just happy to be involved in the project. It really came out great.
Yeah, and happy to have you guys on this evening. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for doing this. You know, this little startup project of mine is something that I really enjoy. And so getting to talk to you guys, like-minded KISS fans who just play really well, it's certainly a real treat. So thank you guys so much. We'll go ahead and, like I said, we'll add those links. But you guys have an awesome night. Take care of yourselves. You know, be careful, you know, out there on the road. Phil, I know you guys are touring and doing some things, and Jesper as well, same to you. But once again, guys, you've been listening to Car Jam 21 right here on Alive Unplugged, the music of Kiss. Until next time, take care, stay safe, have a good night.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AliveUnplugged. I'm Cameron Duty, reminding you that it ain't a crime to be good to yourself. We'll see you next time.